This is the Photo Business Help Podcast, a resource for photographers of all levels, from brand new to burnt out, who believe that business growth starts with personal growth. I'm your host, Natalie Jennings. I created Jennings Photo back in 2010 and have been happily full-time since, but not without some mistakes along the way. Those lessons, plus what's really helped me thrive financially and personally, are what I want to share with you so you can grow with your photo business too. You'll also hear stories from other photographers and industry folks, as well as my favorite ways to be more mindful and happier on this journey. If you're like me and probably most other photographers, you didn't go into business for all the paperwork. If the chaos of invoices, emails, and to-dos make you a little crazy, well, that's where a CRM like 17 Hats comes in. They have an all-in-one, mobile-friendly platform that will just automate your small business. Isn't that amazing? So 17 Hats handles all the tedious stuff like payment reminders, capturing leads, scheduling your meetings. With 17 Hats, important emails go out automatically. And quotes, contracts, invoices, all that stuff is click, click, paid. You don't have to keep track of it. It's a small wonder that thousands of photographers swear by 17 Hats. You'll free up so much time from your to-do list. It's like you've cloned yourself. You'll be able to focus on what you do best, photography. Meanwhile, 17 Hats does exactly what you need done to manage your business, just as if you were doing it yourself. So why not clone yourself with 17 Hats? Go to photobizhelp.com/17hats17hats to get 50% off your first year. If you need to put in the code photobizhelp at checkout. That's photobizhelp.com/17hats. So you all know that I love tarot and I do tarot readings, and it's a blossoming hobby that I've been really enjoying. And so I decided to take my tarot knowledge and turn it into a free reading that you can have access to help you grow in your business. Head to photobizhelp.com/reading to answer a few questions and get your free reading that outlines your business energy. This will help highlight the things that are serving you and helping you to grow, as well as point out some of the things that you might want to look out for that could be holding you back. So head on over to photobizhelp.com/reading to get your free reading. Find out what's going on with the energy in your business. Experience a little tarot tossed in there as well, and hopefully get some good ideas for how to grow moving forward. That's photobizhelp.com/reading to get your free reading. Welcome to the Photo Business Help Podcast. My name is Natalie Jennings. I am your host. And today I'm going to talk to you about a technique called visualization. You've probably heard of this before, maybe come across it in a personal growth book or on a podcast or maybe in a spiritual circle. But visualization is something that's been around a very long time, and it's something that can really help you focus, get some clarity, and achieve the things that you want to achieve. We're coming up on a new year almost, and I like to use the last half of November, most of December, to really work through the things that I want to achieve in the next year. And a good way to do that is to just really start brainstorming and visualizing things now and not necessarily waiting until the ball drops in New York. So what is visualization? I should say before I dive into all this, if you want a really excellent in-depth approach to visualization, there's a really great, well-known old book by a guy named Napoleon Hill. It's called Think and Grow Rich. There have been different iterations of it over the years, and I believe the latest edition is updated because the folks that Mr. Hill were interviewing and talking to were mostly older, wealthy men of the time. I believe the book was published early 1930s. So there have been some updates, but the core of the book and the process of visualization has stayed the same, and it's taught all over the world by all sorts of different folks. So I just wanted to give you a brief overview of sort of what it is and how it works. And that's today's show. So visualization is every day, at least once a day, putting yourself in the situation that you want to be in. So what does that mean? We have a tendency when we make goals or when we want to improve things in our lives and our business to be pretty sort of general about things. Like, I want to lose weight. I want to make more money. I want more followers. I want more clients. I want more bookings. And that's fine. It's fine to know what you want. But if you're not being specific about it, there's no way to measure if it's happening. And that's a whole other topic on basic goal setting. But for the purpose of visualization, you need to get incredibly clear and specific about the thing that you'd like to achieve. You don't need to believe in anything specific in order for this to work. Doesn't matter what your background is. Doesn't matter what your religious leanings are. This is just a technique that has been studied and proven to be a very powerful way to reach the goals that you have for yourself and achieve what you want to achieve. I just wanted to jump in here and let you know that I have continued to add to the bundle. If you're not sure what the bundle is, basically it's every single PDF opt-in that I've offered on the show throughout these last 50 or so episodes, but it's everything all in one place. So there is the beginner's guide to astrophotography, 5 things to avoid when setting up your website, how to easily shoot in camera double exposure, how to build a photo portfolio from scratch, how to get focused and productive, things to consider when you're feeling stuck, how to find your ideal client, understanding your circle of influence, and obviously more to come because I just keep adding to it. So if you're loving the show, liking the show, whatever, and you're finding some value and you want to dig into some of the worksheets and guides that I've put together on your own time and have them handy for whenever you have time to dig into stuff, and especially if you don't want to go back through the archives and find all of the individual opt-ins, this is a good choice for you. So it's called the bundle. I've mentioned it before. Go to jennings.photo/bundle. That's jennings.photo/bundle to get your bundle of all the stuff that I've put out so far on the show in the last 50 episodes or so. 50 episodes. Thank you for listening. If you've been with me the whole journey or even just starting to listen, I really appreciate it. That's jennings.photo/bundle. All right. That's all I got for you. What does it look like, no pun intended, to visualize something? Let's take I want to make more money as an example. I'm just pulling this out of thin air, but many of us have that goal and it's something that is pretty common. So if I wanted to add the visualization of what making more money looks like, one way that I could do that is to get in a space where I can sit quietly and be in my own sort of thoughts. Visualization works great if you're a meditator. It also works great in places where you may have some time to yourself, like the shower or right before you fall asleep at night, or maybe when you're taking a long walk or a run. So I want to make more money. Great. After I spend some time looking at what I made last year, maybe I have a number in mind. That's excellent. So now you have kind of a measurable, specific goal. You know how much money that you want to make next year. So let's say it's winter, because right now in Minnesota, it's pretty chilly. There's a little snow sprinkled on the ground. In this case, I'm saying that the goal is a year from now, but you want to picture yourself in the space and time that you want this goal to take place. So a year from now, it would be chilly and maybe snowy in Minnesota. I want to quiet my mind and picture myself at home or in the car or someplace familiar, and I'm going to go take money out of the ATM. So picture yourself maybe getting in your car, driving to the bank. What does the bank look like? What time of day is it? What is the weather like outside? What are you wearing? What are you listening to on the radio? What have you just eaten? I'm not joking. Get as specific as you can. Pull into that drive-thru. Is there someone in front of you? What kind of car do they drive? How long do you have to wait? Get yourself in the space as much as you possibly can. Pull up to the ATM, punch in your code, and look at your balance. At this point in the visualization, every time you do this visualization, either once a day or twice a day, you should see that number there staring right back at you. Complete your transaction, drive away. This is just one small example of how to visualize something coming to fruition. I realize that it seems strange and incredibly specific. And again, check out Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. There's a lot of great information in that book alone. There's a lot of other books on visualization and working that into your day. I've mentioned The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod a few times. That's more geared towards a morning routine, but visualization is in there as a part of it. You'll find that the more and more you start digging into this topic, the more and more you see it. Most personal growth, business growth, most books in this genre, whether it has a spiritual bent or whether it's just pretty mainstream standard business advice, this technique is an incredibly powerful one. It's something that I practice in the morning when I do my morning routine, and I try as often as possible to practice it when I am in those quiet moments throughout the day as well, or right before I fall asleep. So choose one or two things. It doesn't have to be bonkers. You may expand on it as you get going, and it's maybe not just about money, but it's about everything in that experience. So how fit are you and how healthy are you as you drive to the bank? Or maybe it's about building a business where you're surrounded by heart-centered, amazing people. And so what does it feel like when you get out of your car and walk into your office and say hello to people? But whatever it is that you're working on right now, when you go to visualize what you want things to be like, ask yourself if you can be more specific in every single scene. Think of your five senses. That's a really great way to bring like an imaginary situation to life. And don't get discouraged if you're feeling like it's kind of difficult. A lot of us aren't necessarily trained to be specifically visual about something right off the bat. You'll find that it gets easier and easier the more that you do it. So don't get discouraged if you find that it's a little bit challenging at first. And that's all I have for you on visualization. There's a lot of information out there on this topic. This is a great way to get started. So enjoy your first journey into achieving your goals. Remember, in everything you want to achieve, consistency is key. Love and light until next time. And thank you, as always, for listening.
If you're looking for a place to find us, just remember Photo Biz Help. We are at photobizhelp.com, on Instagram at photobizhelp, and our Facebook group is at Photo Biz Help. Once again, photobizhelp.com for all of the show notes for this and any of our previously released episodes. One more quick reminder, if you're feeling overwhelmed right now, disorganized, check out 17 Hats. You'll be able to focus on what you do best, photography. Meanwhile, 17 Hats does exactly what you need done to manage your business, just as if you were doing it yourself. Go to photobizhelp.com/17hats to get 50% off your first year. Looking for a professional website for your photography business? Then check out Pro Photo. For listeners of the Photo Business Help podcast, Pro Photo is offering a special introductory rate of only $25 per month for the first 18 months when you sign up using the coupon code PHOTOBIZHELP. So that's $25 per month, almost half off, for the first 18 months that you try this out. This is hosting with the beautiful templates. The code is PHOTOBIZHELP, B-I-Z, when you check out. I hope you have a beautiful day. Remember, in everything you want to achieve, consistency is key.